It is time for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill, our weekly segment checking in with our friends and neighbors just across the county line to see what's happening around the Chatham community. And there are few organizations, few folks who are more plugged in than the Chatham News and Record. You can find their website over at chathamnewsrecord.com and their newspaper on stands throughout Chatham. Joining me today to talk a little bit about Chatham County sports is indeed the sports editor for the paper, Victor Hensley. Victor, how's it going?
I'm doing great, Brian. How about yourself?
I am doing all right. I know that it is a busy time when it comes to high school sports because we've got baseball, softball starting, and it's right as basketball is finishing up. So I know that there are a bunch of schools in Chatham County that have had pretty good basketball seasons. What is it looking like as we're kind of hitting the end of the season? Where does the Chatham, what does the Chatham basketball landscape look like right now?
I think chaotic is an understatement. Right now, I think tonight we actually have 9 playoff teams in Chatham County alone. I think 7 of those teams are at home tonight. A lot of games being played, a lot of playoff basketball being played tonight. With us only having, 12 eligible teams, with 9 of them making the playoffs, that's a good, percentage right there. I'm not a math guy, but that's a high percentage. So, there's just a lot of stuff going on basketball-wise. I can kind of jump right into it if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are the teams that have really stood out to you, or teams that are maybe set to make some noise as they enter this playoff picture?
Yeah, I think you kind of have to start with Northwood. The Northwood Chargers, who last year, both of their men's and women's team made it to the Final Four, in their respective, playoff brackets. The Northwood men actually went on to go to the championship. They lost in that championship, so that was kind of a rough go of it. But, both of those programs are coming back this year. They're kind of hungrier than they were last year, if that's even possible. And with last year being, obviously we've talked about it a million times, but last year being so weird with the COVID-shortened season, restrictions, not playing that many games, all that stuff, they both kind of come out this year and kind of, even though they both lost a couple of key players, they've kind of come out a little bit stronger. And I think both of them are really primed for probably a deep playoff run, if not a championship run. So that's kind of been the biggest thing, around the county, is kind of what is Northwood doing, and kind of everybody's kind of following under them, I guess, a little bit. One of the other teams that we can talk about here is Chatham Charter. I'll actually be at their game tonight. They're 28-1. Last time they had 28 wins and only one loss, they went to the state semifinals. So they're right there, kind of at the cusp of it too. That was a couple of years ago. So they've got a really good program there, the men's program there. But there's just been so many schools and so many schools doing such great things, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think while there's 9 teams playing today, I'm sure there could be a couple that lose, but I really do have a feeling a lot of these schools are going to end up making it, second, third, even fourth round. So it's going to be a lot of fun for sure, and I'm excited to cover it as best as I can with all these schools, doing a lot of stuff.
So. Yeah, I know that they'll be spread out. I know that you guys have a tight team over there, so it'll be, as it always is, a lot of juggling. So we've got basketball's postseason starting and tons of action. You've just shared kind of a guide to that, or at least the first night of that, on chathamnewsrecord.com. So listeners, if you want to learn more, get a bit of a preview on the teams that are in action, you can head to Victor's guide over there. But what are some of the other postseason events going on? Because I know that there are still plenty of other high school sports that might be kind of wrapping up their regular season as we get into true spring sports.
Yeah, one of the things is a lot of people focus on basketball for the winter season. I know a lot of the other sports kind of don't get as much sun. But over the last couple of weeks, we've had swimming, wrestling, and indoor track and field, which is kind of a more new thing around here. A lot of schools don't really have indoor track and field, or some of these other sports. But swimming, wrestling, and indoor track and field have kind of just now wrapped up. I think wrestling just had their state championships this past weekend. So we had a couple of really really good teams in all three of those sports. I know a lot of those kind of focus on, Pittsburgh with Northwood and Seaforth. One thing I really do have to highlight is with indoor track and field, Northwood actually had 2 state championship winners. So they had the men's 4x800 relay team, and they had Caroline Morrell winning in the 3200, the women's 3200. and she actually placed second in the women's 1600. So,
wow.
I mean, she's phenomenal. I've done a couple stories on her. I think she actually won the women's 3200 in the track state championships, not the indoor track state championships, but the outdoor track state championships last season. So she's kind of building her own individual dynasty over there. But, you know, one of the biggest things, too, is when it comes to track and field around here, is something you can't kind of ignore is what C4 is doing. And really C4 and all these sports is the fact that they have state championship finals in swimming, wrestling, and track and field is just kind of phenomenal for a school that only has freshmen and sophomores. And one of those freshmen, he's a freshman, is Jack Anstrom. He came close to winning a state championship in cross country this past fall, but then he came third in two events in the indoor track and field state championships. So he's a freshman, and somehow he's kind of just out here doing his thing. I talked to him once or twice, and he's kind of this down to earth guy who you don't really think would be this like really, really good athlete. And he just kind of is. And he kind of knocks it out of the park. So being only a freshman, I think he's going to kind of go far, you know, especially by the time he's kind of cut Caroline Morrell's age, who's a senior. So it's just been really exciting over the last few weeks to kind of see, especially C4th and see how they're growing, see the kinds of things they're doing. It's just been a lot of fun. So it's been chaotic, but it's a lot of fun being over here.
C4th is such an interesting microcosm and kind of a case study, as you said, just freshmen and sophomores, very, very new school. And yet it seems like they've had really robust athletic success. Do you have any thoughts on kind of how that sets them up for the future, Victor? I mean, I know that it's hard for things to translate every single year over, but if C4th is seeing this success right now, I mean, they could very quickly become somebody who can challenge Northwood or challenge some of the other local schools as being a regular powerhouse when it comes to sports, if this is what they're doing just in their first couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, not even their first couple of years. I mean, this is their first
year. First year, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, they just became a school this past fall. So, I mean, one of the things about C4th that is just so incredible is, again, what they're doing in almost every single sport. I mean, they've got at least, you know, a couple of athletes here and there in every single sport that are like, wow, these are kind of once in a decade type of talents. You know, you see it in basketball, Jaren Stevenson, who was, you know, one of the biggest recruits in the state at this point. I mean, I just mentioned Anstrom, Elaine Armstrong, as a wrestler over there at C4th, and he actually just placed, I think he placed sixth, but he actually lost in the semifinals of the wrestling state championship. Which is incredible, again, for, you know, I think he's a freshman. So it's just all of these pieces coming together to somehow create this kind of, like you mentioned, this school that could potentially become a powerhouse. And I think that's one of the things when you talk to coaches at C4th, it's one thing I've talked to so many different coaches that are like, yeah, you know what we're doing right now is pretty cool. And, you know, it's awesome. We made it here. We made it this far, you know, yada, yada, yada. But every single one of them tells me, just watch out. You know, a couple of years down the line, when these kids are juniors and seniors, like that's when it's really going to be fun. And, you know, you're probably going to see some of those championships flowing through C4th. And I actually we just had a story this upcoming week, actually, about Lane Armstrong, about the wrestling state championships. And one of the things that his dad, Ryan Armstrong, who's a wrestling coach over there, said was just wait till next year. Like, okay. Again, it's been so much fun watching these kids grow and kind of do whatever they do in the first year. But in all of these different sports, I mean, they're being so competitive and just wait till next year, wait till, you know, 2 years down the road and kind of see where they're going to be. So I'm really excited about it. I know, you know, people in Pittsburgh are really excited about it. I can't imagine what the school is going to look like in a few years.
We're speaking with Victor Hensley, who's the sports editor over at the Chatham News and Record. If you want to find his work and a lot of the other great work that the paper is doing, their website is chathamnewsrecord.com. We've got just a couple more minutes here on the Chatham County Roundup with you, Victor. So I know that there's a ton going on, as you just listed, like state playoffs just finishing for some sports, basketball playoffs just getting underway tonight, but also want to look ahead. We do have kind of the back end of the academic year coming up and spring sports getting started. What is on your radar when it comes to the Chatham County community and spring sports this year?
I'm just excited for it to be, you know, nice warm weather, a lot of outdoor sports. I mean, I don't know how you're feeling about it, but I'm sick of the cold weather. I'm sick of the snow. Like, let's go out there. Let's play some baseball, some lacrosse, all that good stuff. That's kind of what I'm most excited about here. I mean, basketball season's fun. All these winter sports are fun, but one of the, most important sports seasons around here is, that spring sports season. There's so much stuff going on. Like you mentioned, there's baseball, softball, track, lacrosse, so many other things, men's tennis, men's golf. I mean, so many different things are about to, happen here, really starting this week with scrimmages going on, exhibition matches, happening all over the county. So, I mean, I'm really excited to kind of dive into those. I'm sure we'll be having some previews of some of these sports here in the next couple of weeks. And there's not really any teams, that I want to point to just right yet. But I just think, as fun as it was last year, it was actually my first year, covering here in the News and Record, during the COVID shortened, season. But I think getting to have, a full season of baseball, a full season of softball, all these other sports, I think it's just going to be, a lot of fun. And I'm more excited, again, just for the weather to actually have that atmosphere of, I've been waiting for baseball season for a long time. So I'm sure a lot of people are, a lot of other people are too. So I'm just ready for it to get started.
Well, certainly a lot to look forward to when it comes to his coverage. Again, ChathamNewsRecord.com, the website, and you can find their papers all throughout Chatham County. And they do such great work, including their sports coverage. So thanks to Victor Hensley for taking the time to chat with us today. And Victor, we will be talking with you again sometime soon, likely, I imagine, to get kind of a recap of how everything has gone in the state basketball playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on, Brighton.